The first step in petitioning your angels is to start by deciding what you want in life. An easy writing process to help you become clearer in knowing what you want is to identify first what you don't want. Take a piece of paper and on one side list what I don't want. On the other side list what I do want. Ask yourself the question, if my life were ideal, what would it look like? Come to you and say, you can have your life any way you want it to be. Tell me how you want it to be, and I'll help you create it. What would you tell God? Only imagine what you can honestly believe is possible for yourself. If you do not believe it could happen easily, then you will doubt. Doubt energy is a heavy energy that disconnects us from source energy. This creates resistance on our part, which interferes with allowing what we have asked for to manifest easily. In this process, write the ideal you really believe could happen. List desires that include your relationships, career, body, mind, state of affluence, home, transportation, your spirituality, your family life. Or take one of these areas and list what you want in detail. Remember, the more specifically you ask for what you want, the more specifically you will receive it. Deciding what you want is the first step in setting into motion the creation of what you want. The second step that allows it to come effortlessly into your life is to play a game I call Ask Your Angels. Take your list, all or part, and write at the top. Thank you, angels, for orchestrating the details for the following desires to come into my life effortlessly and joyfully. Close your eyes and imagine a spiritual crew receiving your requests and going to work to make them happen for you. Your job now is to want it, believe it, allow it, and appreciate it when it shows up. When it happens, take note and say thank you to God and His angel helpers.